Hello, family and friends. The title of today's message is, What Are We Pursuing? Let's pray. Father, we come today so thankful. You're such a good and merciful God. We thank you for your word. It's a lamp to our feet, a light to our path, Father. We come today ready to receive, Father. We choose not just to hear this word, but to do this word. And thank you for helping us, and thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks are going to talk today about this topic. What are we pursuing? It is so important to have a clear understanding of what we are pursuing in our individual lives. It affects our destination for eternity. We're not to pursue the world and its ways. Let's talk today about what we are pursuing and start in 2 Timothy 2, verse 22 in the Amplified Bible. Run away from youthful lusts. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those believers who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. My friends, first of all, we're supposed to run away from youthful lusts. What are we to pursue? We're to pursue righteousness. What is that? Right standing with God. And Jesus paid the price for us to walk in that. Also, we're supposed to pursue faith and love and peace with all those who call on the Lord. Now let's go to 2 Timothy 2, 19 through 23 in the Amplified Classic Bible. We're talking today about what are we pursuing. Verse 19, Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God, which he has laid, stands sure and unshaken despite attacks, bearing this seal, The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord stand apart from wickedness and withdraw from wrongdoing. My friends, first of all, we're supposed to stand away from wickedness and withdraw from wrongdoing. I know a lot of these modern teachers out there today and preachers, so-called teachers and preachers, will tell you that sin doesn't matter, but it matters to God because God is a holy God. And we're called to live a life that glorifies him. 20. Now, in a large house, there are not only vessels and objects of gold and silver, but also vessels and objects of wood and of earthenware. And some are for honorable, noble, good use, and some for dishonorable, ignoble, common. 21. So whoever cleanses himself from what is ignoble and unclean, who separates himself from contact with contaminating and corrupting influences, will then himself be a vessel set apart and useful for honorable and noble purposes, consecrated and profitable to the master, fit and ready for any good work. My friends, we're called to separate ourselves from contaminating and corrupting influences, to be a vessel set apart for God's use. 22, shun youthful lusts and flee from them, and aim at and pursue righteousness, all that is virtuous and good, right living, conformity to the will of God in thought, word, and deed, and aim at and pursue faith, love, and peace, harmony and concord with others in fellowship with all Christians who call upon the Lord out of a pure heart. My friends, again, we're called to pursue righteousness. That's virtuous, good, right living, that's in conformity with the will of God. Verse 23, but refuse, shut your mind against, have nothing to do with trifling, ill-informed, unedifying, stupid controversies over ignorant questionings, for you know that they foster strife and breed quarrels. Now let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 through 12 in the Amplified Bible. But those who are not financially ethical and crave to get rich with a compulsive, greedy longing for wealth fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction, leading to personal misery. Verse 10, for the love of money, that is the greedy desire for it and the willingness to gain it unethically, is a root of all sorts of evil. And some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves through and through with many sorrows. My friends, the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, it doesn't say money. Oftentimes, people misinterpret the scripture on finances. If money was so evil, God would not have blessed Abraham and so many others in the Bible. But see, the love of money, pursuing it, is evil. 11. But as for you, O man of God, flee from these things. Aim at and pursue righteousness, true goodness, moral conformity to the character of God, godliness, the fear of God, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. My friends, one of the things that we're supposed to pursue is the moral character of God, a fear of God, walking in His ways. And that's a life running from sin and living for Jesus. 12, fight the good fight of faith in the conflict with evil. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and for which you made the good confession of faith in the presence of many witnesses. My friends, we have to fight the good fight of faith. It just doesn't fall on us. We have to pursue it, and we can live in God's ways, walking in faith in Him. Hebrews 11:6 in the Amplified, but without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please Him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and He rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek Him. Notice, we have to pursue God, to earnestly and diligently seek Him, not the world. Proverbs 105:3-5 in the Common English Bible. 3, give praise to God's holy name. Let the hearts rejoice of all those seeking the Lord. 4, pursue the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. 5, remember the wondrous works He has done, all His marvelous works, and the justice He declared. My friends, notice we have to pursue the Lord. Not just, well, today, Lord, I'm with You, and then next month I'll get back with You. No, we have to pursue Him and seek His face. How often? Always. To seek His face always. Now, Matthew 6:33 in the Amplified. But first and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after His kingdom and His righteousness, His way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, and all these things will be given to you also. My friends, notice, we're to seek the attitude and character of God, and God is a holy God. These folks declaring Christianity's last days, living in sin like God doesn't care, are not taking on the attitude and character of God. And yes, God is merciful, but Jesus is coming back for a clean, holy church, and we want to be ready for that return, living a life that glorifies Him. Now, 1 John 2:15-17 in the Amplified, do not love the world. 15, do not love the world of sin that opposes God and His precepts, nor the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 16, for all that is in the world, the lust and sensual craving of the flesh, and the lust and the longing of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, pretentious confidence in one's resources or in the stability of earthly things, these do not come from the Father, but are from the world. 17, the world is passing away, and with its lusts, the shameful pursuits of ungodly longings, but the one who does the will of God and carries out His purposes lives forever. My friends, we have a reward coming if we are pursuing God, that we'll live forever on streets of gold. Let's close by again reading 2 Timothy 2:22 in the Amplified. Run away from youthful lusts. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those believers who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. My friends, if we couldn't pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, God would not tell us to do it. We can do that, but otherwise the world is trying to pursue us to get us caught up in the things of this world. We have to choose the Lord and His ways. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for what we are to pursue. You show us in Your Word, Father. We reject the world and the world's ways, Father, and we choose to pursue You. Thank You for Your mercy. We miss You, Lord. We choose to quickly repent when we miss You, Lord, and follow the world and get back into fellowship with You, Father. And thank You for helping us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, you can contact us at Celebrate Jesus Ministry @gmail.com or by phone at 812-449-8147. We love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.